This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A powerful tornado touches down in Dallas, Texas last night at about 10 o'clock local time. The National Weather Service believes it tracked a 17-mile path of destruction. No reports of death. There are reports of injury, and the damage to homes and businesses is significant. This man says,
well, it was very terrifying at the moment. I mean, it was all of a sudden, it was just happening. It was just nothing you could do but just hear it and see the trees falling down.
Former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura live in the hardest hit area, but they have tweeted that they're okay. The first federal trial over the opioid crisis is set to begin today in Cleveland. More than 2,000 state and local governments are going after the makers of the opioid painkillers that fueled the epidemic that's taken 400,000 lives between 1999 and 2017. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Yay! Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Dangerous wildfire weather is returning, and that could mean controlled power outages for thousands of customers in California. Pacific Gas and Electric is warning severe winds could lead to shutoffs later today in 17 counties in Northern California. Southern California Edison has sent out warnings to over 17,000 customers, and shutoffs are possible for San Diego Gas and Electric customers as well. Chicago teachers still on strike. The teachers union chief of staff, Jennifer Johnson, says talks ended last night with the two sides reaching some agreements.
We've been at the bargaining table for 10 months, and we're only seeing these concrete victories come together after having 25,000 members on picket lines, students and parents in the streets.
Talks resuming today. Votes will be cast this week by United Auto Workers union members to try to end the six-week-old strike with GM. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week before his funeral. USA Radio's Wendy King has more details.
She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly four decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half-staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Anti-Defamation League says 2019 is shaping up to be the year of historically high anti-Semitic incidents. The Jewish Civil Rights Organization saying that there are 780 anti-Semitic acts at synagogues and other Jewish institutions already tallied during the first 6 months of this year. They included vandalism, arson, and distribution of white supremacist propaganda. And your best chance to see the Orionid meteor shower this year is after midnight tonight. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I hope you had a great weekend. We had a good time. I had a chance to go see Danny Gokey over the weekend. Wow, what a great concert. I mean, a performer, Brad, he was, in season 8 of American Idol. He came in third place. And amazing that this kid is just so gifted. And, of course, an interesting story. Similar, remember when we talked with Jeremy Camp, you know, Jeremy had lost his wife. Danny Gokey lost his wife. She had died at an early age.
Oh, no.
And an incredible story. And Danny also mentioned that he had seen the screener already for Jeremy Camp's new movie, going to be coming out in March of next year, and look forward to seeing that as well. But what a gifted, talented individual, and from Madison, Wisconsin, no less. And he's funny. He talks about having difficulty. He goes, yeah. He says my GPA when he graduated from high school was 1.9. So
oh, wow.
He had fun. He had fun referring to that. He goes, "Hey, you know, hey, GPA 1.9. What do you expect?" You know, it's what it is. But what he may have lacked in a GPA, I'll tell you, he just is awesome. He can bust a move. His voice range, unbelievable. Not only did you get, you know, the faith-believing Christian songs, you know, as we do is comeback, you know, ready for a comeback, bumper song that we use on the show, and he's known for Rise. I mean, so many great hits. But, I mean, he, next thing you know, they start doing Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, his range is unbelievable. So went a little old school, you know, for everybody, and had everybody dancing, and it was good fun. Also showcased a young kid, Kobe James, who said, and I got to check into this because his abilities is, he says, yeah, I just started playing guitar a couple of years ago. I said, what? I mean, this kid is unbelievably gifted, so you're going to be keeping an ear out for him. So, hey, get ready. We're going to have all kinds of fun. But, we had a great weekend. Hope you did as well, because we needed a break for all the wackiness that we call politics these days, as the Democrats continue to do everything they can to invalidate a duly and lawful election. You know, the results. They don't like the results. So, that's just what it is. And meanwhile, you know, as many people as I talked to over the weekend as well, they're all frustrated. And I can appreciate why people are so frustrated with our government, because they're going, hey, look, we're paying for this mess. And instead of taking care of things that need to be taken care of, like the USMCA, having the trade deal, you know, getting approved, and instead you got Nancy Pelosi getting upset, walking out on the president and saying, well, he lost his mind. And, you know, he says she lost her mind. And it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, this is ridiculous. It's, you know, what do we, the people, you know, what do we do? And I say, first of all, start making phone calls. Call D.C. and just tell your, you know, talk to your congressman. Talk to your senators. This is unacceptable. You guys need to get your acts together. I don't care whose fault you may think it is or not. But we sent you to Washington, D.C. to do the people's business. And doing the people's business isn't this all this wind-shunning. Now, I imagine, now look at, there's some people out there that think, oh, well, yeah, this is good. It needs to be done because Trump supposedly has done this, or we know that he's, I mean, to hear the accusations and the statements that are made by the pundits and these, these talking heads on these varying, outlets, it's disgusting. I mean, it's so conclusive. Even, I got to tell you, Chris Wallace, who, I tell you, for the most part, I like what he does, and I respect his work, but lately, he's become so partisan. I mean, the words, the indicting, that comes in, it's like at every turn, it's all this, like what Newt Gingrich used to call, gotcha interviews. You know, we're looking for the big gotcha moment, so you got the clickbait, and you can go around and say, hey, I got him, look at that, I pushed him up against the wall. Like Mick Mulvaney has a presser the other day, lays stuff out, and I guess what's in your heart is what you're going to hear. And the media was going crazy. Oh, there he is. He admits that's it. And the story gets, let's just get rid of them all. There's a quid pro quo. I'm listening to what he said, and I re-listen. And I'm sorry, I'm not hearing, a quid pro quo. I'm not hearing anything any different than what you would expect to take place in a government operation. That you're talking with an ally, or you're talking with a would-be ally, and somebody who has said, look, I like what you're doing. In fact, I patterned my campaign alongside your campaign. I used it as a kind of an outline in saying that we needed to get rid of corruption. I'm speaking of Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. That's what he says to Trump. And even, when you read what was said in that fateful conversation, remember when it came out, the media was all over it, supposedly, this is all based on whistleblower hearsay, right? And they're saying, oh, eight times he mentioned Biden. Then you find out it's barely one time. And even then it was kind of like just as a matter of fact down the road kind of stuff. And, and then you got to sit there and understand the nuance. But the way it's being reported, and I say understand the nuance, is that, look, if you were in President Trump's position, or even Brett Kavanaugh's position, let's go to that too as well, because same pattern. These are all fact patterns, is that you're guilty. And I don't care if you prove yourself innocent. Forget about proving yourself innocent. You're just guilty because we say you're guilty because we don't like you. And we want you out of there. Right? So this is the way it comes down. So they don't want to listen, and they're not open for any other interpretation other than how they're fixed to interpret things. And that is that they're looking for everything and anything to reinforce their thought pattern that says Donald Trump has no business being there. Forget about all the good things that he's doing for this country, which is astounding to me. Because I think sooner or later, we the people have got to come alongside this president in a big way. Like him or not, Republican or Democrat, my goodness, look what's happening with the economy. And look what's happening with people's lives. They're changing for the better because of what Donald Trump has been doing. And even for people of color and minorities that are going, wait a minute, we expected this kind of deliverance, from a black president. We didn't get it. We didn't get anything close. In fact, if anything, just the opposite occurred. Now here comes this white guy, multi-gazillionaire from Manhattan, and this guy's tearing things up? Are you kidding me? Look it, I could care less. These pink, blue, I could care less. From a standpoint of, can you deliver the goods as the president of the United States? Are you doing better for we the people? And it's been a long time since a Democrat and even the current regime of Democrats have done good for the American people. They have an opportunity to do good for the American people. Like, hey, let's take care of immigration. Let's take care of, the health care problem. The health care problems that you guys created because you decided to unilaterally present Obamacare. And you've messed up this whole system. You've cleaned up. I mean, you've made a mess on aisles 1, 3, 5, and 9. Just count them down. And then you act like as if you're innocent and it's all the Republicans' fault. You guys were the ones that messed it up to begin with. And then you act all innocent and everything. And now you're chasing windmills like Don Quixote, delusional as he was. And you're saying you're doing it all for the good of the American people. But meanwhile, the important things like immigration and health care and trade and more jobs go by the wayside. And then you're going to come around in less than a year and say that you deserve to be the leader of this incredible country of ours? I don't think so. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Hey, millennials. Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your call.
The way sounded. Oh, my goodness, I'll tell you. What a great concert. If you get a chance to see him, you don't want to miss him. Well, I'll tell you, he puts it all out there. Danny Gokey and the comeback, of course. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez as we continue to talk about the Sunday shows. And, the stuff is going on. It's just so bad. You know, Donald Trump is just absolutely messing up, this country and the world with everything that's happening. And here it is. He's fulfilling promises, much to the disdain of, the politically driven and fixed paradigm of the D.C. Beltway. It's kind of amazing. And you hear some of these pundits and guests who talk, this is worse. This is worse than Watergate. Come on, are you kidding me? I mean, it's worse in as much as that it's upside down. Because if you remember what happened with Watergate, in case, for those of us that were around, remember, Richard Nixon, of all things, I mean, why would he do this? But anyway, so you get to break in there at the hotel. And, clearly there were offenses. There were laws that were broken. In this case, laws aren't broken, but it's turned on its head, and it's all by suggestion, innuendo, whistleblowers, anonymous reporting, suggestions by the mainstream media who hate Trump and want him out of there, cannot believe that 63 million people were stupid enough, these doggone deplorables. We've got more here than we actually, counted. How did we miss that? And doggone it, if they don't elect this knucklehead as president of the United States. They don't even know what they're doing. This is why, thank God, for the elites and the Democrats and the mainstream media to save this country that's going to hell in a handbasket, because how dare they elect somebody who's actually done something about jobs and regulations and turned things upside down. But, the converse deal is just so bizarre that here you have Donald Trump not breaking a law, but yet accused of it. Adam Schiff has said, so he's got the goods. He's been saying that for 3 years and no goods have shown up. But still, he's allowed to waylay and just waste the people's money with all these witch hunts that go on. Look at 63 million people voted for Donald Trump to be the president of the United States. So either lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. You guys are a mess here, and you're going to pay a big price. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I am sure of this as, tomorrow will follow today. I'm telling you, the Democrats are heading for an abyss here. They are all sold out. I mean, forget about even the socialism issue. I mean, the idea that they want to reconstruct our economy. Yes, maybe 51% of millennials, on the surface, because it's kind of a cool thing and they don't want to argue and stand for anything and just tell people, you know what, you're nuts. Becoming a socialist isn't the way to go. I mean, we've got 240 years of practical experience in this country, and we've got plenty of years, thousands of years of socialism raising its head in countries around the world, and the devastation that they've left, trust me, you don't want anything close to it. And we've got enough close, socialistic ideas that have pervaded our country already, and that should give you a little bit of a preview of things to come. Except we haven't quite experienced the millions of people that have died in the wake of socialism. So the idea that we would, and this idea that, because they've all done this. There's nothing new under the sun. The arguments have been made. Well, they just didn't quite have it right. And, it was the wrong people. Great idea. Just wasn't executed. The only thing that was executed were the people. But, we can fix that. We've got that under control. We're going to trust the likes of, Nancy Pelosi and AOC to lead the way and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to lead, the socialistic parade. But I'm telling you what they're doing is they're leading their party over an abyss. And this is going to be devastating for the Democratic Party, because they are going to have to reorganize, really. You talk about coming out of the ashes. And as Mary Colbert said last week, Mary Colbert, who's responsible for the National Day of Prayer, or a national prayer movement, I should say, leading into the election of Donald Trump, and that continues. And she also says that her heart is not only continuing to pray for the country going into 2020, but also to pray for the Democratic Party. because of what she sees as well. And I like also, I got to tell you, and I'm stealing this, and I'm gonna say this out front so everybody knows that I'm stealing this from Mary, and I know she doesn't mind, but her idea, the 2020 as it relates to vision, that this is going to be an incredible time. I see that. I agree with that. Is that for all, you know, all of a sudden, all the blinders are going to come off. I mean, we've already had some blinders taken off right now as a result of this president being an outsider. We're starting to see that, look, there is a deep state that exists. We're starting to see that this bureaucratic class that, you know, we got a little taste of in watching, you know, Hillary Clinton and what she got away with and what Bill Clinton has gotten away with. And, you know, the elites, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, this is a government of for by we the people, and we're protecting elites. I don't know if that, does that gall you, or is that just like, it's okay because they're special, and somehow there's supposed to be some accommodation that somehow our founding fathers in the U.S. Constitution, somehow in there, in some small print or some suggested subliminal, typeface in and of the Constitution that allocated and allotted for elites, to give them special privileges that they didn't have to participate, you know, kind of like Obamacare. It was like, well, everybody else had to, you know, participate in Obamacare. But if you were elected, then you got a special get out of jail card and you didn't have to participate. You had your own special health care, right? I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, these carve outs that we allow for our elected officials who work for us, not the other way around, but they're allowed to do this because we allow them to do it. We don't pitch a fit. And this stuff is coming to an end, because look at this is the problem, and this counters the intent of what our founding fathers had in mind, in this that we would have citizen politicians. Okay, novel idea, you think? No, they designed it that way because they wanted our politicians to experience the results of the laws that they had created. Okay, so it was never intended for there to be career politicians. That's ridiculous. And this is why we have the corruption and the mess that we have in D.C. I don't know. I don't know if it could come to that part. Only by God's grace might it possibly come to the part that we would, you know, as what the Democrats will experience in a incredible crash and decimation in 2020. Because it is going to be one of those can you hear me now moments. And that's going to be the main street of America. And when I say Main Street of America, let me tell you, we have main streets in California, we have main streets in New York, main streets in every part of this country that are screaming to our elected officials and saying, can you hear me now? And they're not hearing. But maybe 2020, this year, as Mary Colbert is saying, that the blinders will come off and our vision will be improved to a degree that not only will the electorate see it clearly, but even our elected officials will see it clearly and will truly be about the people's business. We could only hope that that would be the case, right? But as I say, the Democrats are in for a rude awakening. And there was a recent report. I mean, you know, we hear all these polling. Well, you know, Elizabeth Warren and, you know, and all these other possibilities. And Joe Biden, you know, could beat Donald Trump by double digits. Look, they said the same thing, you know, the first time around in 2016. These guys don't have an idea. You see, most people want to avoid the contention and the political animus is flying around. So they ask them, and then, you know, then on top of that, as if that's not enough, you know, then they put their finger on the scale and they make sure that all their interview, I mean, the predominant people that are being interviewed are Democrats. You know, you hate Trump? Good, we want your votes. You know, tell us how you feel about this stuff. And so, you know, that's their qualifier if you hate Trump. But fortunately, there's enough reason out there to look at what Donald Trump and this administration is doing on behalf of we the people. And it's really, really incredible. And also, by the way, did you hear about the impeachment witness? You know, some of this stuff is starting to come out behind those closed doors. He told Adam Schiff, look, we warned about Biden and the Ukraine problem back in 2015, but we were shut down by Biden's office. Oop. Oh, did I say that? Did you hear that? Are you hearing it? Can you hear me now? We've got more coming up. Stay with us. It's 29 after. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A powerful tornado touches down in Dallas, Texas last night at about 10 o'clock local time. The National Weather Service believes it tracked a 17-mile path of destruction. No reports of death. There are reports of injury, and the damage to homes and businesses is significant. This man says,
well, it was very terrifying at the moment. I mean, it was all of a sudden, it was just happening. It was just nothing you could do but just hear it and see the trees falling down.
Former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura live in the hardest hit area, but they have tweeted that they're okay. The first federal trial over the opioid crisis is set to begin today in Cleveland. More than 2,000 state and local governments are going after the makers of the opioid painkillers that fueled the epidemic that's taken 400,000 lives between 1999 and 2017. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
Paying $180,000 a year, think about it, you know, our elected officials, you know, plus or minus $180,000, all the benefits, free haircuts, medical care, all that good stuff. Remember, they did that special carve-out for themselves, right? Obamacare, nah, they don't need to participate in Obamacare like the rest of us. They're special, and they get a special carve-out. Okay, well, you know, what are they doing about immigration? You know, they keep saying, we're going to do something about it. I mean, at the midterms, you know, we needed to elect the Democrats to come in and do something about immigration. Well, our next guest is a producer, a director. He's a writer. And his latest movie is titled Open Borders. Mark Saunders, welcome to the show. How are you, Mark?
Very good.
Hey, good to be here. You know, you, like so many Americans, got tired of just hearing about it. And you decided, hey, look, it's time to do some heavy lifting. I'm going to do something about this. Instead of complaining about immigration and borders, hey, let's do a movie, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really just a peek into the future, and it's a very dystopian thriller, but it basically, you know, runs out the idea of what if we did have open borders? What if Chuck Schumer's dream did come true? What would America look like? And it's a drastically different America than today.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Chuck Schumer, I mean, the dream, make sure that we understand which dream, because he's had several dreams. And they've run the, you know, kind of the bookend. And in a way, your movie's a little bit like Dinesh D'Souza, because he asked the question, what if, with his movie, you know, what if America didn't exist? So in a sense, what if America didn't exist, and what if borders didn't exist, and we were wide open? And, you know, that's a great question to ask.
Yeah, it's my movie's a dramatic narrative, and it's a story about, you know, real people, and they're kind of, you know, fighting, the family is fighting for freedom and survival in the futuristic United States against their globalist enemies. So basically, once they've opened the borders, you know, the country is inundated with people from all over the world, and basically turns the United States into a third world country overnight. Mm-hmm. And so our characters are put into this situation, and obviously just fighting for freedom and survival, just like, you know, most people, well, most Americans would. But let's just say, you know, some people obviously are going to be conducive to the, you know, the globalist authoritarian government and buy into that. Mm-hmm. And as they would any dictatorship, you know, there's going to be people on both sides of it.
Well, like in other countries, Mark, that decided to open up their borders, you know, prior to, the threats were existential. Suddenly, now, they're within your borders. They are the enemy within. And this is what your movie, you know, clearly depicts, is that, you know, we're no longer protected by, you know, bodies of water. You know, we're just a wide open sieve to everything outside. So what happens to the U.S. Constitution and the things that we take for granted?
Oh, well, they get rid of that right away. You know, because that's the basis of our great experiment is, you know, freedom of speech, which is being eroded on a daily basis, as we speak, you know, freedom of religion and freedom of expression and all these things. So those go to the wayside. They get rid of that. They get rid of the flag. They get rid of the Constitution. Basically, like I say, it's pretty black and white, issues. You either conform and do what we want or we will eliminate you. Yeah.
Some people might say, Mark, we're experiencing a little bit of that now.
Yeah, we're definitely. It's we got banned from Amazon about 3 weeks ago. Our movie, which you can still get if you go to openbordersmovie.com, you can order DVDs. You can get a digital copy at openbordersmovie.com. But yeah, we got tossed off Amazon. They said it was we weren't following their content guidelines, which I find very strange because. Well, there's no curse words in our movie. There's no sex. There's no nudity. I'm not quite sure. Is it a conservative message you don't like? And I think
right.
That's what we hit a vein, and we're off Amazon. So interesting.
Well,
controversial for Amazon.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, because here they are, the guidelines for Amazon are such, and now they're the sole arbiter of what can be distributed.
Yeah, content. Well, they're the biggest, you know, digital platform, and that's the way we're, you know, basically trying to get our film around the world is, you know, digitally, not necessarily in theaters, which is really cool. You know, obviously they're the gatekeepers, and you know, we're just trying to express freedom of speech. It's just an idea, guys. Don't let it scare you.
Yeah.
It may be worse. It may be better. I don't know, but it was just a movie. You know, it's just a thought. What if? You know,
right.
It's like you had Mad Max, or you had Planet of the Apes, or Fahrenheit 451. You know, these challenge your mind. That's my heart, is to challenge people to think, just think. And what if? And are you still for open borders? So I'm really just trying to speak to all people, and I think people are smart enough to make their own decisions. So.
And they can go, again, remind them, and we're going to remind them repeatedly of where they can go to get their hands on the movie. So where do they go?
Yeah, well, we're at openbordersmovie.com is our website. It's a really cool website. You can check out the cast. It tells you all about different people in the cast, the creators. Has our poster. You can order it. We have the old school. We have DVDs available. We can ship those to you. We also have digital copies. We are on Vimeo on demand right now. We are in the process of getting on Google Play and iTunes through their quality control, and we're in the last leg of that. So, and then we'll have a couple other digital platforms. Those are the two that we want to get on now that we're not currently on Amazon. And what I found really striking with Amazon is, check this out, there's no appeal process.
That's what I was going to ask you. What's the appeal? There's no, they just say, that's it.
It's the most undemocratic thing you can imagine. And they're like, okay, well, we're tossing you off, but, and guess, by the way, there is no appeal. I'm like, wait a second, there's extenuating circumstances. Are you aware that there are people trying to sabotage our film? That we know specifically, you know, we're aware of this.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of unfair. And, they're like, well, there's no appeal, so have a nice day. So, there you go.
Wow.
There you go. So,
well, this is, you know, yeah, this is, sadly, the America that we're living under right now. A lot has been, you know, a lot of eyes and, you know, have been pointed toward Facebook. And Mark Zuckerberg, of course, has been, you know, all over the TV here recently, did an exclusive interview with Fox, which I thought was, you know, was quite enlightening. I mean, and you want to almost believe a little bit what he's saying, but Amazon in practice is doing the very thing that most of us are concerned about with these social media powerhouses.
Yeah, I mean, if you could show me specific guidelines, content guidelines that I violated, okay, I'm with you. If I did it, but we said, look, we're not violating any of your rules. What are you talking about? What rule have we violated? None.
Right.
So that's the problem. Is you know, that's where this is going with hate speech and you know, people being a judge to say, well, this is hate speech, but this is not hate speech, and this is allowable, but this is not allowable. You can't say this. You can't say that. And that's the scary, you know, who's the arbitrator right now. It's starting to turn into big tech. But,
we're starting to go down this
government and then.
No, I'm just saying, Mark, we're starting to go down this utopian yellow brick road here. And every step down the road we go is locking this down even more so, to your point, and what you demonstrate in open borders. Maybe that's what they're flinching over, is that look at the shroud is being pulled back and people are starting to see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously every creator or artist, you know, director has a viewpoint. And my basic viewpoints are, I'm for legal immigration and I'm for secure borders. That's pretty much all the backbone of where I'm coming from. But, you know, we don't really, you know, they're not preaching that in the movie. They're just trying to fight for their survival and freedom. And, you know, it's just kind of like, you want to be put in this potential, you know, futuristic world, which could be 4 years or 20 years in the future. We said it about 10 years in the future. The scary thing is, so many things are happening in 2019 that are in the movie.
Right.
It's like, wow, this is really happening, man. So
yeah,
it's kind of amazing to sit here and watch it. But yeah, man, I definitely hit some nerves. You know, you talk about those issues of immigration, borders, and then, you know, some race issues. And definitely not a movie you're going to see coming.
We're going to get into more of it. Stay with us right here.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug annual enrollment period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, and people with Medicare are reviewing their health insurance options for 2020. Choosing a Medicare plan for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's smart to understand your options. Jeffrey Fernandez of Humana.
It is important to have all the information to choose the right Medicare plan. In addition to costs, be sure to take into account the network of doctors and hospitals, the list of medications that the Medicare prescription plan covers, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you choose the best plan for you and your loved ones.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare or call a licensed sales agent at 1-800-213-5286 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time, 7 days a week.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, what if Elizabeth Warren and the parade of presidential candidates from the Democratic side got what they were asking for, and that is open borders? What would happen with the idea of America? Well, Mark Saunders joins us. Mark is a writer, director, producer, and his latest movie is titled Open Borders. Mark, what would America, I mean, the whole American idea would just, would evaporate, would it not?
Yeah, definitely. You know, if you had a huge influx of millions upon millions of people just coming to the country, if the borders were open, you know, it just changes the whole dynamics, you know, just the people that are, because they have a mentality, you know, and then they would bring that mentality in, you know, a third world nation mentality, and then just the numbers, just the cost, all these things, the structure would collapse. And so that's why, you know, we have limited migration. We have a million people that we bring in per year, which
legally
we're the most generous country in the world, you know.
Right.
So, but yeah, if you brought in tens of millions, and you can only imagine, you know, if you completely opened the borders, what that would look like. It's dystopian. It's not an idyllic thing that, you know, we can all sit around and sing kumbaya and we're going to hold hands. It's just not going to, I don't think it's going to be like that. So.
Well, we don't even know how many millions are here now, Mark. I mean,
that's
the numbers.
A great question.
You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's a thing, couple think tanks. I just put it on our social media, which all our social media, you can find it at Open Borders Movie. But that, you know, they're projecting. It's really probably not 11 million. It's more like 22 million are here illegally, and the cost to the states is unbelievable. What this is, and the shocking thing is, you have states
that are going against, you know, like California and New York and Illinois that are going against the federal government, and I just don't even see where, you know, I mean, I see where it's going. It's, mm-hmm. it's all about voting, and it's all about power. And,
right.
And thank God we have a good governor in the state of Florida, but really, whoever wins the state of Florida in 2020 will be the president. And you have to realize that President Trump only won Florida by less than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we have enacted a law in 2018 that our felons can now vote. So
right.
this may be a tipping point, and it's going to be really, really close. And Florida's, you know, obviously their next objective, and then Texas to follow.
Right. Well, you say our government, and I wince a bit, Mark, honestly, because our government has proven to be corrupt in this. I mean, you know, you've got elected officials who are gaming the whole system. They're rigging it. I mean, you've got even our former president, his attorney general in California, you know, gerrymandering the state as if the state, I mean, come on, you know, it's low-hanging fruit already. It's a one-party state. I mean, how much more damage can you do to that? I mean, people are moving out in droves out of California because it's mm-hmm. so nutsy cuckoo. And you know, so all this stuff is hanging in the balance. Donald Trump comes along, and, you know, the Democrats do not even understand why he got elected, but why immigration, this whole illegal immigration thing. I mean, it's gotten so crazy that New York now wants to fine you if you say illegal, you know, alien. I mean,
well, that's the freedom of speech, correct?
Right.
I mean, how far-fetched that now we're going to call that hate speech. And, you know, obviously my concern too as a Christian is that this is going to begin to creep into the church. And, you know,
begin nothing. It already has, Mark. I mean, the church is all complicit. I mean, especially these, liberal theologists who are out there. And, you know, sadly, even the Pope, and I'm a devout Catholic, and some of the things that he says, it's like, I mean, this is not forcing, and Catholics understand this. He's not speaking ex cathedra. You know, this is, at that point, it's one man's opinion. But it's one that, you know, leads me to believe that he doesn't have a grasp of all the facts here.
Well, if he wants to speak up, he should speak up for the rights of the unborn. That's where he should be speaking up very loudly, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's a lot more in which certainly that you, and I agree with you, that
if
we have here. I mean,
in America, then that's our sin. I mean, in my opinion, don't, you know, beef about the wall. Come on.
Yes.
And borders.
Well,
he beefs about the wall. He, like, criticizes the wall.
Yeah, but there's a wall around the Vatican. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, for good reason. And there's a reason that walls are there to define borders, to define cultures and that sort of thing. And again, you know, all we have to do is look to Europe. Look what's happening in England right now because of open borders. Look what happened in Germany. I mean, you know, thank you very much, Angela Merkel. And those that have led the way to say, oh, yeah, all these globalists, as you say. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that the global community is not ready for prime time. You know, they don't have their act together, their values, you know, the moral objectivity, and they lack none. You know, you've got people coming into these cities that have a certain amount of defined civility, and they come in and they feel, okay, well, you know, that white woman, you know, she deserves to be raped. It's no big deal. Are you freaking kidding me? Excuse me.
It's a completely different culture, man. And I saw something really cool this morning. Putin, it was a great quote. And he said something to the guards that Muslim people should, like, I don't know if he was talking about from Russia, but Muslim people should go to Saudi Arabia where their beliefs are, you know, followed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of an interesting idea. You know, Putin is right on a few things.
You better be careful, Mark. You're liable to get totally maligned here. You know, if you agree with somebody who's antithetical, you know, because if there's somebody who's antithetical to you, they're all wrong, right?
Welcome to this modern day America, right?
Right? Yeah, exactly. Well, look at what happened. There was a man on the street out in Little Somalia in Minneapolis, right, in Ilhan Omar's district. And these young men are saying, hey, look, we love Somalia. We'd much rather be in Somalia. I'm going, what's holding you here? I mean, you know, it's not like there's some special gravity. I mean, you know, if Somalia is where you want to be and that's where your heart is, then God bless you. You know, happy trails. I can tell you, my grandfather, I've shared this story with our audience before. My grandfather, who had a lot of property and lost it at the hands of the federales outside of Tijuana in Mexico, and, you know, he saw himself as a Mexican. He did not want to die in the United States when he and my grandmother came, and, you know, they had four more children here in America, but they paid a penny for their, believe it or not, when they came across into Texas, they paid a penny for their citizenship. And so they migrated, and but his dream was always, he was a Mexican at heart. He wanted to be in Mexico, and when he finally crossed the border the last time, he tore up his papers. That's it. I'm here. I'm home. Even though he was coming back to a country that had stolen his land, whose federales had left him dead on several occasions, took his eye out on one, and but that's his heart. And I understand that there are people who have alliances to their home country. God bless them. And I say, I hope you realize your ambition and your goal to get home, if that's where it is. And hopefully, as a result of what you have been exposed to here in this country, you know, some civility and rule of law, that you can take that back with passion and maybe have a revolution in your own home country to where, right, you know, there could be a higher realization of calling and life, liberty, if I might say, in the pursuit of happiness that maybe they could ignite.
Well, you bring up a great point, and I think that's the people that most people who love America love the rule of law. And especially if you're from, you know, you're from a socialist country or a communist country, you know, many of my Cuban friends, you know, and that have experienced that, or you know, Colombian Venezuelans, or even Mexicans who come here. I mean, they support the wall. They support President Trump because they've experienced, you know, they've experienced robbery. They've experienced extortion. They've from the government's hands and taking them land, their lands, especially in Cuba, is a horrific thing. And that's why, you know, we want to stand against the Castro.
Yeah.
And the regime there not support them with, you know, terrorism and money and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's something that baffles me about the state of California, Governor Gavin, and these other Democratic held, you know, like Illinois and New York, because, you know, it's almost like they don't remember, hey, guys, we had a thing called a civil war, you know, where the states thought that they could do whatever they wanted. And no, the federal government supersedes state law, so that we know that well as Southerners. But I don't think they must have forgotten that in California.
So. Yeah, of course. Well, with the rewriting of history, with you know, the educational system being hijacked by liberals that hide the history, then what's going to happen is you're going to have a lot of knuckleheads reproducing history one more time. When you said, "Look at, didn't we learn when you fell off the roof that gravity still exists?" Right.
Well, it's funny you point that out. You have cities like the city of New Orleans who's taking down all the Confederate monuments, and you know, other cities, Charlotte, and things like that. And it's like you said, they're trying to erase history. And if we don't remember our history, and the reasons, you know, we are the way we are now, the reason we're united as a country is to, you know, then we're going to bound to repeat that.
Right. So, exactly.
I pray that doesn't head that direction, but I just don't see financially how, I mean, they're giving them every right, you know, free medical care, and there's a lot of things that they, you know, they're receiving that many Americans, many veterans, don't have. I don't have health insurance.
That's the rub, isn't it, Mark? That's the rub, that these people are selling us out with our own treasury dollars, which is amazing. You know, they're buying votes is what they're, you know, they found a way to do this. But look, if we the people don't stand up against it, then heaven help us. Mark, as we wrap things up, Mark Saunders, the writer, producer, director of Open Borders, remind everybody real quick where they can go.
Yeah,
Go to openbordersmovie.com.
Pain in the neck. A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease